Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
49ers fans.
Would you also agree with me that there are other guys that maybe can't read the room and don't get it?
Oh, yeah.
And kind of write their own ticket out of town?
100%. And again, it doesn't mean that these are bad athletes, but like, being a great athlete or making great plays makes you memorable, but being someone that understands the responsibility of representing a franchise like Fred Warner does makes you unforgettable. And, you know, it's the whole legends never die thing. Shout out the Sandlot. But that's the difference. Like, you can be a great athlete. You can achieve the highest of heights. Like, again, not to single him out, but Nick Bosa has been a DPOY. He's been the best defensive player in football. I do not look at him like I look at Fred Warner because there is a difference between the two.
And it's
not a knock on 97.
No.
It's just Fred Warner gets it, I believe, where sometimes Nick Bosa leaves me feeling like he doesn't.
Let me give you maybe a more extreme example on the Niners. I think Debo kind of lost the plot in general and started to not get it. And that just might be who he is personality-wise, where he's just defiant. And, you know, not everyone's going to be the same. Me and my brother are dramatically different. We come from the exact same family tree, you know? We're dramatically different. But, like, I did feel like Debo, there was obviously a contract thing. There was underperformance. There was a flippant nature about him that I think really frustrated Niner fans. Almost front-runner-ish. Now, he had unbelievable moments. Like, the Philly game, even after everyone was angry at him, Philly game's one of the greatest cash-a-check-on-someone's-face moments of all time. He wrote a check and then went out and cashed it on Philly's entire face. It was one of the greatest games in Niner history. I'm being dead serious. Regular season. It's an all-time game.
Cha-ching!
But by the end, I mean, he's dropping passes in the rain at Levi's, getting booed by the home crowd.
Yep.
Because I think the whole thing had ran its course. And that, like, that brings me to another guy, you know, Jonathan Kuminga, that I've been thinking about long and hard and, like, how he's going to be perceived throughout his entire contract situation. I remember what happened with Pablo Sandoval. And Pablo's interesting. He started off so beloved. And I did feel like he read the room and he got it. And then I think for a very specific period of time when he did not get paid and Hunter Pence got the money he didn't get, I do think it jaded him, and I get it, and I actually defended him. And, like, not that his actions were good. They weren't. Like, he said and did some things that I'm sure he regrets to this day. He went to Boston, and he got humbled, and then he came back, and then I felt like he had a different appreciation and then got it again. if that makes sense. So he did like the full entire circle of this experience. And I just wonder where we're at right now on this, if it was like a wheel of Jonathan Kuminga, because every single day I'm getting different Jonathan Kuminga updates. And I'm like, I get there's this money aspect and there's this ability that he's like, I want to get paid. I want to make, you know, as much as I can. And I feel disrespected and I don't want to play for this coach. Like, I understand all those internal desires, but also it would be pretty naive for him to not acknowledge fan perception is real. And walking back into that uniform after everything that's gone down, you're putting yourself in a tough spot, not just with the fans. Now, how are your teammates going to look at you after everything that's been going on?
I have my questions. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, who again play tonight at 7 o'clock, Game 2, first round of the WNBA playoffs. Always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk studio.
So, like, for example, we argued as a fan base and station, a media, for, 7 months about Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah, felt like longer, but you're probably right. Yeah,
okay.
only seven.
Who argued against, hey, you got to do this for your profession. We understand. Like, this is the tact that you have to employ to get every single dollar in that sport. Like, we all understood that. But with that comes consequences. And one of the consequences, right, are you better not care how fans perceive you. Some people can just blow it all off and still perform. Other people, it does bother them. You know, there's the consequence of, all right, if I do this, how will my teammates accept me in the locker room? And I think in football, because of the nature of the sport, it's a little different. We've seen what happened to the San Diego Padres with the whole, you know, Juan Soto and Tatis and Machado, and you're getting paid and I'm not, and I want this and you got that. And like, those things are real elements. We saw it with Hunter Pence and Pablo, who I referenced earlier, and just kind of the domino effect that had in that locker room, that clubhouse. I just wonder, like, with Jonathan Kuminga, no one is faulting that he has to do what's right for him as the player. What I'm saying is, I'm not sure he grasps the big picture. Like, I understand his actions are what he believes them to be. Does he know, and is he prepared for all the other stuff that comes with what he's doing? I don't know.
Well, that's what I think separates athletes. It's not... In general, I don't fault a guy for trying to go get their money. They only have a finite amount of time where they can maximize their career.
You know, sure.
Like, you're on radio. You can talk until the day you die. But these athletes, average lifespan in the NBA is, 3 years, 4 years? That's a lot of these guys who are good can play more than that. But if you have that much amount of time to get a lifespan's worth of money, I can't kill you for doing it. However, to your point, there's consequences to that.
They have ramifications.
But the athletes that are able to rise above it, that somehow are able to keep, I don't know if it's kind of like themselves centered or just this level of respect for the people that are also paying their hard-earned dollar to watch them play and then earn their check. Those athletes, that's why to me there's a different category for them. Like the Currys, the Rices. Nowadays, listening to them, the Warners, like those guys, there's a different category for those guys. The guys that are great, that make all the money in the world, and still yet feel like they're one of us. You know, because I think that's why it's like listening and watching them play a lot of the times, I just get the sense that there's few athletes that are able to separate the game from the business, and everyone, for the most part, is just in it for kind of the I don't know if it's themselves, I don't know if it's to win, but it's like there's just blurred lines there,
so
Shasky.
You brought something up that I actually think is very underanalyzed. There's the business aspect, and then there's your ability to compartmentalize and continue to perform in your profession given all the other stuff going on. When Pablo signed the big deal with Boston, like, it cratered him. Expectations, the money, you know, there were so many elements of it. The pressure from the fan base. Same thing happened to Barry Zito. You know, there's an underperformance quality of this.
Yep.
But there's all the external factors that are making things worse and worse and worse. And Some guys can compartmentalize it. You know, some guys can do the Barry Bonds. I don't care that 50,000 people are booing me and throwing, you know, inflatable syringes onto the field. I'm going to still perform. Some guys can do that. You know, Shohei Ohtani, I'm under federal investigation tonight. I completely skated. And, you know, I'm going to still hit 50 home runs and be, you know, back-to-back-to-back MVP. Some guys can do it. Other guys can't. Like, they just can't.
Well, but to your point, someone like Bonds is so great that no one cares from a standpoint of, okay, well, we're not going to judge him for it. But to me, that's, and it might be an unfair comparison, but to me, that's the difference between Bonds and Mays.
Well, he's on one level of the spectrum.
But Bonds and Mays are in an equal plane as far as their talent, their ability. They are godlike talents. They're godlike players.
Yeah. Biggs,
the largest. The big, yeah, thank you, Big X. But what they're able to do off the field, Carter loves that song.
I do too, though.
It's a great song. It was even better live. The difference between Bonds and Mays, though, is Mays is someone who felt like, and everyone you heard about him, he was San Francisco. Bonds kind of just was, I feel like now he's coming back and is embracing everything. But when he was playing, he made it very difficult to, I don't know, like, just relate to him as a person.
He
loved
a unicorn,
what he did,
though.
But not who he was.
He was such a unicorn. He was so good, it didn't matter. Like T.O. T.O. was that way, too. He was so good, the attitude and all the negative red flags that are clearly obvious for the majority of Niner and Giants fans. We just look the other way, right? The guy that I actually think is where you're going, Jeff Kent. He was really, really, really good and very surly. And people just, for whatever reason, they didn't like him. And I think it did get to him. And him getting in the accident on the motorcycle and him getting mad that Giants fans were so mad and everything. Like, there was a lot that was baked into the whole Jeff Kent thing. And I think it took a long time for him to read the room. And, like, dude, do you get it? And he's a great player. Not on the level of Bonds and Mace. Not even close. But a great, great player. I mean, to me, he should be a Hall of Famer. He probably won't get in ever, even in the old-timers committee. But he should be in. And I never thought that he got it.
Well, and I think one thing we're talking about, too, is how much, you know, whether it's a contract dispute, you know, it usually comes down to, okay, a player is trying to get his. The team is trying to take care of themselves, but a lot of the onus, I think, in many situations does fall on the player to remain a professional. And how you handle yourself in those situations, that does determine how a lot of people feel about you. To me, the Jonathan Kuminga situation is probably exhibit A of that. And however you felt about him before, good, bad, or the other, I think everyone is at the point where they just want it to end. Similar to the Brandon Ayuk situation last offseason, I think BA before the contract dispute was very much beloved.
Oh, his approval rating was super high.
In fact, you know, after it was kind of confounding to me how much people had done a 180 on him. But after 7 months of hearing, well, he wants this, and then the goalpost has moved. And it plays out in the public eye in a fashion that is just detrimental to both sides. It just leaves you feeling different about the athlete.
It's one thing if this happens during the normal off season in a decent amount of time. It's another when it feels like, to the fans, it bleeds over into the camaraderie, chemistry, success, and the team building stuff for the season. And I think Trent suffered from this, and Ayuk, and even Bosa to a smaller degree. Hey, dude, like, the season's about to start here. You're messing up our whole team chemistry. Because of your contract thing, we can't focus on these other things that are going on right now. And I think that element, when I look at the JK situation with the Warriors, I think that's as much as anything.
I mean, some of it is unfair to the athlete because the team plays a role in this too. Like,
there's always a pie chart of culpability.
Exactly, but like, take the Niners. Like, they always get outside of this offseason, they generally get their deals done late.
Yes.
They always try and penny pinch. And to me, that is something that also falls a little bit on the team. But, you know, stepping inside that, I don't know if it's kind of where you fall and the culpability pie you're talking about, Shasky. But what I want to get into next is just how much the contract changes the way you look at someone for good or for worse. And how much an athlete, you know, do you feel like still gets it after they go through this entire process? All right, Evan Giddings in for Joe Spadoni with Joe Shasky. Coming up on The Game, brought to you by Moderna. We're back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Class is half full here on a Wednesday.
Here's what I would say to you. The city is in transition right now, and that side of the city has been underserved by our community for multiple decades and has gone into major neglect. And I've long argued that, like, you know, I've seen a specific park in J.P. Murphy Park, for example, in my lifetime, or West Portal Park in my lifetime, three or four different times get renovated, right? And nothing nice has happened over at McLaren Park for a long time, and they're slowly starting to fix things over there. So this is long overdue, and I welcome it, and I'm really excited, and I'm fully backing the full turfing and the seven new baseball fields that are going on at Crocker Park that the Giants and Mayor Lurie and other park and rec people are all supporting, and I'm all for it. It's going to really change that side of the neighborhood, and it's going to benefit lots and lots of families and kids, and that's what it's all about.
Yes, sir. We got a lot going on today here, too, at 95.7 The Game. The Valkyries, by the way, their season comes down to tonight. It's a winner-go-home game, too. Valkyries and the Lynx tonight at 7 o'clock. You can catch the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. We're talking, you know, a lot about, you know, athletes, people we feel like just kind of get it in sports. And to me, this was from earlier in the year. And this is, like, this is kind of how you know that Fred Warner is just different in my mind. And it has nothing to do with football. I want to play this for you and then get your reaction.
Where did you and your wife, Sydney, go on your first date? And I hope you remember this one.
Oh, boy, I sure do, man. It was an iconic first date. You know, I took her five-star In-N-Out burger.
Yeah! Yes!
Fine dining, man. And I remember I was starving. I probably ordered way too much food. So I think she only ordered, like, a Coke and some fries, so probably made a fool of myself there, but hey, it was a great time.
I was on Willard and Dibbs yesterday. He took his wife to In-N-Out.
I love that.
I mean, I don't know if we've taken our wives In-N-Out on the first date, because that generally doesn't, Well, at least for me, it hasn't worked out, Chasky. But the fact that he's
I don't even know. What are you just going to throw that dead fish in my lap and not let me respond?
I mean, you can if you'd like.
I mean, In-N-Out Burger, if honestly, if you can't eat in, if it's one thing if, like, let's say you're a straight-up vegetarian, I get that. Even then, you can get some, you know, some fries. You don't have to get tallow fries.
Impossible Burgers.
Yeah, like, In-N-Out Burger is fire. These people that are, like, anti-In-N-Out Burger, like, you could say it's slightly overrated or maybe you don't understand all the hype. It's delicious. And I will always stand for it at all times. And when you have a car full of hungry athletes who just played soccer, basketball, baseball, there's no better feeling than spending $50 and being like, yeah, we got great bang for the buck given this horrific economy we in. Everybody's got the black and white shakes. Everybody's got french fries. And we all got double doubles. Let's go.
Possibly.
But this guy took his future wife to In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah, he's like one of us.
And that's what I'm saying.
He is one of us.
He is Fred Warner. He's someone who's not from the Bay Area, but when you hear him say things like that, you wouldn't know any different.
I love Fred for that. Could you imagine, like, when you get the bag, because now I'm geeked up, like, there's nothing like pulling into the In-N-Out lot and then putting your car in park, and you're sitting there, and you're like, yeah, what am I going to get? You already know what you're going to get, but you're like, yeah. And then you finally get up to the front, and the food starts coming, and you're dispersing it in the car. Like, that's a high all itself.
Oh, everyone who goes there, Everyone who's from California knows they know their order when you get in there. Number one with chopped chilies, grilled onions, and I'm rolling on my way with a Neapolitan shake. Like, that's what I'm doing.
Yes.
You can leave the fries. Maybe if we're feeling real hungry that day, we'll throw some animal style on there. But everyone knows what they're getting when they go to In-N-Out Burger.
There's a joke that I have with my wife, and I love her dearly. But the more expensive the restaurant we end up going to, no matter what, when we come home, she's like, I'm still a little hungry, I'm going to order a pizza or I'm going to order something else when we get home. And that drives me nuts. We can all relate to it. But I eat it too, because, like, those expensive restaurant sit downs are ridiculous. I mean, it's for the ambiance. It's for the specialness of it. And yes, the food can be delicious, but more times than not, it leaves you wanting more.
Exactly. This is more from Fred Warner.
What a blue collar dude.
Talking about, well, and this is, again, kind of why people feel like he is a little more blue-collar, of course, than the multimillionaire than he actually is.
When you got the bag in the NFL, what was your first big purchase?
Oh, first big purchase? I'd probably say when I bought my home, our home that we bought here in the Bay. I'm a kid from San Diego, and being drafted to the Niners was a huge blessing for me to stay on the West Coast and be close to family and everything. And the Bay is my home now, right? I think I stay here year round. I train here. The Bay's been everything for me. So yeah, buying my first home.
Not everyone does that. Not everyone stays and remains in the place that they play.
Do you know why Mark Jackson was so hated?
I can think of a few reasons, but enlighten me.
One of them was that he never, ever, ever, like, had a home here in the Bay Area. And I'm not saying you have to buy a home. You could rent a home. He was living out of a hotel and was living in L.A. Do you know why Dennis Erickson and some of the people, Terry Donahue, for example, Terry Donahue's in particular, he was living in L.A., running the 49ers.
That's like when Phil Jackson was running the Knicks and he lived in Portland.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, come on. You got to have invested stock in the community. Like, it's pretty straightforward for me.
Well, what's the old Dick Vermeil story? Like, he would sleep in the stadium?
Yeah.
When he was the head coach of the Eagles?
I don't expect everyone to live like that. Like, so some people, like,
sure,
your family's from the South, or maybe your family's from the East Coast, and you want to be near them, and there's a proximity conversation, and there's a whole, like, child-raising aspect. So I don't expect everyone to have that same algorithm, but that is what endears him to people. Like, why is Steve Young and Joe Montana, like, very differently perceived in their post-playing career?
Even though one is one far more than the other.
As a player.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Steve, it feels like, is one of us in terms of the Bay Area. Now, Joe now lives back in San Francisco, but there was a long time where he felt very distant from the community. You know, I think Jerry, Ronnie, Steve, the element of, oh, no, we live here. You could see us at Starbucks or at the grocery store or coaching our daughter's flag football game, like Steve Young was so apt to do over the last couple of years. So I think there's a quality about that makes it really endearing. Why is Hunter Pence so beloved? Because he loves San Francisco. And him and his wife on their Instagram just go out of their way all the time about praising how much they love this region, and this is where they want to live.
Well, that's the thing, too. It's, again, like Hunter Pence is not a Hall of Fame baseball player, but he's a Hall of Fame person to a lot of San Francisco Giants fans.
Absolutely.
Because he gets it. And, you know, it's one thing to, like, embrace where you live, and it's kind of another thing to be the city that you live in. And that's why whenever I see Hunter Pence scootering down, you know, Montgomery, or you're seeing him around in a coffee shop or something, it's like, yeah, even though he's from Texas, you'd never know it. Even though Fred Warner, like you just mentioned, is from San Diego, you would never know it because they are the city they play in.
I'm a big believer in people that do stuff with no cameras around for the good of their heart. Like, that's truly who they are, not what they're doing in front of cameras. I'm not saying that everybody that does everything in front of a camera is doing it just for the clicks. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the reverse, meaning when someone does go out of their way behind the scenes, like it hits harder. I'll give a quick Hunter Pence story. Some know it, some don't. Somebody I know very deeply, I've coached their player, their son, for a long time, was like, hey, we're going to bring out someone special for your baseball program. We got all these inner city kids. Some of them have never been to a Giants game. And we're going to bring someone out at this particular practice. So we told all the kids, like, hey, if you can, we want you to make this practice. But we didn't want to, like, let everyone know because we didn't know who was coming. And we didn't want to let everyone down. Well, we had, like, about 75, 80 kids out there. And Hunter Pence shows up. And he brings, like, a rack of hats and a rack of balls to give to all the kids. The balls were irrelevant. The hats were irrelevant. Now, that was a great gesture. I'm not denying that. The autographs that he signed for all the kids didn't matter. He got up there, and we were just running a basic practice. He just wanted to watch our practice. And at one point, he says to me as I'm throwing batting practice, hey, would you mind if I throw batting practice? There's no cameras. There's no pomp and circumstance. It's just a bunch of kids, and we're out at West Sunset. I throw him my glove. He goes up there and throws batting practice, five swings, to every single kid. He must have been out there for 2.5 hours, laughing, having fun, caught a comebacker, talking smack, like in a joyful place. Those kids will remember that the rest of their life. When I have these images of Willie Mays playing stickball in New York, that was the equivalent of Hunter Pence coming out to West Sunset and playing with these kids. That's a human being that gets it. That's why I will always stand for that man.
Yeah, and those kinds of moments are, they understand to me that this is like kind of the difference between the athletes who get it and who don't. The athletes who get it know that they have the power to impress a moment on someone that they won't forget, but it doesn't make them, the athlete, I mean, any higher,
no.
Mightier. It's just like, that's why Curry walks around all the time, and he knows that he can make someone's day by saying hello, by smiling, by being nice, by giving a wave, by a simple gesture. And that is a power that not many people carry. Like, that to me that's the difference between Curry and LeBron. LeBron is someone who is one of the greatest athletes who has ever walked this earth. He doesn't get it.
No.
He just doesn't get it. Curry understands that at a moment's notice, if he's driving, and if someone sees him in a car and points at him, all he's got to do is give a nod and a wave,
yep.
And he's made that person's day. But a lot of athletes just look around and say, well, you know, my time is too important. My privacy is too important. No one else gets to be inside my little world. And everyone else, when they watch me play, that's where they get to enjoy me.
You bring up Curry. If I asked Miami Heat fans, does Jimmy Butler get it? What do you think their response is?
Does Jimmy Butler get it? No. No.
And Warrior fans have yet to experience that. And I think everything right now is the honeymoon phase, obviously, with Jimmy. But isn't that interesting? You go from one fan base, and they literally cannot stand your guts. And then you come to another, and it's like, ah, who cares what happened over there? You're our guy now. It is the beauty of sports. Rafi Devers. Do you think Boston fans today think Rafi Devers gets it?
No.
Do Giants fans have any problems right now?
Not right now.
No.
Well, maybe some of them based on the way the season's gone, but not because of him.
No. Right?
Not because of that guy.
I find that exercise extremely fascinating.
Well, I think, look, winning plays a major role in anything. I actually think it's a big reason why, like, there's been some, you know, blowback or criticism for Nick Bosa after he signed his mega deal, but that year went so well for the Niners that it kind of took it kind of took 2024, I think, for a lot of people to look at Bosa and say, we need more from you. And even though his numbers weren't incredible in 2023, the team still got to the Super Bowl. So it wasn't like you could point a finger and say, well, that contract's the reason why you weren't doing A, B, and C. I think that's why actually his start to this year has been extremely important, not just for the Niners to win, especially in Seattle when he made the game-winning play, but also just to calm a lot of those conversations of what's happening with Nick Bosa. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it is result based, but when you don't have that kind of, I don't know, whether it's charisma or I think just interest in anything happening off the gridiron, people are naturally going to ask questions when the results aren't there. Whereas if someone like Fred Warner isn't playing well, or if the team isn't playing well, he gets the benefit of the doubt.
Can I ask you a fun one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Does Draymond Green get it?
Oh, man. You know what?
When it suits him?
Sometimes I think he does, and other times I'm like, this guy is on Mars. how does this man believe what he is saying right now? And other times, my brother lives, he's right down in the ballpark, right outside of Oracle. And Draymond Green, I guess, has this apartment nearby. So occasionally he'll be walking around, and my brother will see him on his way to work. Well, it's not a drop for me, it's a drop for bro. So one time Draymond was walking by, and him and his buddies were like, yo, Dre, you know, it was around playoff time, end of the regular season. They say what's up to Draymond. Hey, good luck tonight, yada, yada. And he's like, hey, thanks. You know, and when I hear those kinds of stories, I'm like, well, Draymond's not so bad. He's just a normal guy. And then you hear what he says on his podcast sometimes or what he says after a game, and you just think, who does this guy think he is?
Well, Draymond, go bye-bye.
I have a lot of friends, and some would argue I'm that friend, who have foot and mouth disease. Sometimes you're very, very charming, and other times you put your foot in your mouth. Like it's just it giveth and it taketh away.
That's true.
The gift and the curse.
I think it also, you know, how you respond to when things are down, when the chips are down.
I would agree.
That's a big part of it as well. How you play through, can you play through injury? Can you play through a down year? Do you have the ability to, again, kind of rise above all the filth that naturally is clung to a bad season? Like, that to me is maybe the difference between a Draymond and another player of his caliber. It's Draymond gave up in a season where the Warriors stunk.
So who's the biggest athlete in the last, let's say, calendar year in these parts who didn't get it?
The biggest athlete who didn't get it.
Or the person who didn't get it the most.
Bonds comes to mind a bit.
Last calendar year.
Oh, the last year. Ayuk.
Ayuk?
For me.
Okay.
Yeah, Brandon Ayuk, I think.
Is Kuminga on there for you anywhere, somewhere in the mix?
He is, but, I mean, Brandon Ayuk was a second-team All-Pro. I guess I'm putting Ayuk in that category because his impact on the Niners' run to a Super Bowl has been greater than Kuminga's impact for the Warriors.
Okay.
But, you know, the Kuminga situation, and we have a couple pieces of sound they want to play for you here in a second from Anthony Slater, as well as Tim McMahon. It's just, it's becoming such a circus that some of it's on him, some of it's on the team. And Chasky, I don't know if I can recall a time where a player of his level, whatever you think that level is, has gotten this much publicity for an entire summer. Kuminga has never been an all-star. Kuminga has never even signed a second contract. Kuminga has not achieved near the highs of players in his draft class. I would say some of the players that are in his role as sixth man. And yet, it feels like he is always, whenever there's news to be had about the Warriors, he's always in the center of it. Like, I can't figure out why.
No, it's a huge lightning rod. Well, I can figure out why. I think he's an avatar for this whole two timelines frustration from the fan base, where they feel like, you know, Kuminga represents a failed draft pick or a draft pick not living up to the expectations and not adjusting to the franchise's greatest player. That's like, he's an avatar for that frustration for a large segment of fans. I think there's another segment of fans where he's an avatar of, Why aren't we giving him run? Why are we not empowering him more? Why are we not using him more? So I think depending on what group of fans you're talking to, he represents frustration on both ends. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%, because no one knows what is really going on. Like, the latest is that he declined a $3 for $75 million deal from the Warriors. The last year was a team option, and that had moved from a two-year, you know, roughly $50 million deal with the second year being a team option. You know, do the Warriors really want to play and compromise with him? I don't necessarily think so, because they want to keep the control. Kuminga, meanwhile, doesn't trust that they won't do right by him. Here's the latest from Anthony Slater yesterday on just where things stand and kind of what a conclusion, hopefully, is dependent on.
So exhausted.
The messaging they're adopting this week is turn the TO to a PO and it's done. And that messaging is generally saying if it's a team option on that three-year deal you mentioned, 74-ish million, if that's suddenly a player option, not only will Jonathan Kuminga sign it, they're saying, but he will be completely bought in on the mission that they're asking of him, which is, you know, using Turner's messaging, that is to get Steph Curry and Draymond Green a fifth ring, Jimmy Butler his first ring. And that's an understanding of him that it's a show of goodwill if they send it to a player option for what they're calling, you know, years of confusion over his role and a willingness to suppress some of his personal ambitions, which are obviously very much a part of, you know, the holdup here, accept what's probably going to be a bench role, what's probably going to be fluctuating minutes, and accepting what will very likely be, you know, a tradable contract. As they've mentioned, they've compared the deal to, you know, a lower level version of the Jalen Green deal that Houston signed, which, you know, Jalen Green, I think, is making about $33 million next year. Then it's a $36 million player option, saying he got paid by Houston to essentially also, you know he might be traded. He was traded for Kevin Durant, and they just believe that if Kuminga is going to sign this and come in and buy in, you know, as they want, he wants that to be a player option and not a team option. That's the holdup right now.
Kuminga crisis!
Oh, my God. Endless insanity. Just give him the option. Like, it's just... You know,
I don't think you can, actually.
Why? I'm so exhausted by it that I'm almost done trying to wrap my head around logic and reason. So please sell me on it. I want to hear it. Like, I'll let you think about it for a second. But I've come to the conclusion, wake me up when it's over. Like, I don't even want to have these discussions right now because it gives me a headache. And I'm frustrated with everyone. I don't think it's about any in particular. It's not just the Warriors. It's not just JK's agent. It's not just JK himself. It's not just the circumstances or the coach. Like, I'm just frustrated by everything. So I just want a conclusion. So continue.
Well, no, I understand that. I think we all want a conclusion. I think we've wanted a conclusion since July 1st. And it's now September 17th.
How many months? Gosh.
It still could go on for longer because there's still time left between now and October 1st. The reason why I don't think you can just give in to what he wants is... What were you left feeling at the end of the Brandon Ayuk saga? Did you feel like he wanted to be here?
Not really.
Did you feel like he just kind of wanted the money?
But I say not really, but I can never look inside someone's heart. I want to admit that. Like, I think it's easy for me to sit in front of a microphone and pretend like I know. I don't know. I legitimately don't know. I think he was frustrated by the entire process, and I think he took it more personal than others who might take it more businesslike.
Whether it was fair or not, were you left feeling like Brandon Ayuk wanted to win a Super Bowl by the end of that summer?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No, I think the goal for him at that point in time, not that he didn't want to compete, it was make as much as I can and get the status and the money earned, which, you know, there's something
totally
to be said
fair.
There. Yeah,
totally fair.
Not everyone plays for Super Bowls every year.
Not everyone has that as their as the highest goal on their hierarchy of achievements.
My uncle is a plumber, and he would say things like, not everyone has the same pride as me. Not everyone has the same work ethic and cares as much as I do. So to think that every athlete has the same algorithm on what inspires them and motivates them and is their prerogative, like, it's just not true.
I totally agree. Slater said something in that report about how if the Warriors turn the PO in, or TO into the PO.
And what does TO and PO mean for those that are...
Team option to player option.
Okay.
So basically would give him... more power,
control,
flexibility, which is what he's kind of wanted as a player for 4 years and has not gotten. Then he would fall into basically line with what they're trying to accomplish. When Curry a fifth, when Draymond a fifth, when Jimmy a first. At the end of this summer, based on all of these different reports, based on messaging from the team, from his camp, we've heard from him. I'm not left feeling like at the end of this summer, Jonathan Kuminga's goal is to win a championship. That's the Warriors' goal. And that's why I felt like this whole summer, it just isn't going to work. And why I didn't feel like at the end of last summer the Brandon Ayuk situation was going to work out. Because
do you think the goal
is to win a title.
No, I hear you. But do you think that every title team that they've had, every guy was aligned at the beginning of the year? Like, the whole goal, nothing matters more than winning a championship. Because I don't know if I buy that. You never know what's inside everyone's heart at any given time.
But I do believe that in years that they have won championships, outside of... Well, no, because even in 2018, I think they were more aligned. 2019 was the year that went wrong. They would have won a championship in 2019, but they got hurt. That was the only year that I felt like they were not in lockstep about getting the job done. All the rest of the years that they've won championships, they have approached those seasons with a mindset of the title is the only thing that matters, I believe.
Well, I think there you could make an argument that at the end for Iggy, he was more worried about status and stuff. And yeah, I'd like to win a championship at the end, but like, I don't know. I'm a little more cynical on guys like him.
Iguodala,
and
sure.
Maybe I'm nitpicking.
Well, but I think Iguodala also by the end didn't make it about him in as public of a space as this has become.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But also, I think Iguodala knew the power he had. And he knew that the teams that were going after him wanted him. I think that Kuminga has been trying to get out from under the rock that's been Golden State.
That I think we're in alignment there. He doesn't want to be here. For whatever his motivations are, style of play, role, coach, whatever. Don't the Warriors themselves, from a team-building aspect, need that player slot? Like his particular financial slot, does it benefit them to give him the player option in any way? Does it give them any flexibility?
The Warriors?
Yes.
No, because...
He becomes a unrestricted free agent, which they cannot do any sign-and-trades. I'm asking genuinely. I'm so confused by the CBA. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, no, it means that he's probably... It means that the player has more power, which means the place that he goes has less control, which means Kuminga has less value. I think that a player option attached to him makes it so that the Warriors get less back in a potential trade.
Down the line.
Yes.
See, I always live these deals that you make on the front end, knowing on the back end you want to wiggle out of it, are always the frustrating ones. They're the ones that you try to avoid, which feels unavoidable at this point.
And look, I'm not saying that he doesn't want to compete and win. What I'm saying is I'm left feeling, just like I was left feeling about Brandon Ayuk, that that's not the most important thing to him. And that's also totally understandable. He's 22. He's trying to figure out who he is. He's trying to earn as much money as possible. He's trying to have it all. I get it. Everyone wants as much as they can possibly get in whatever walk of life, whatever industry. But if the goal of the Warriors this year is to win a championship, I'm not left feeling like that's the most important thing to him.
Okay, you say that, and I just wonder, if the goal is to win a championship this year, is it worth the risk to just give him the player option and worry about the future in the future?
Well, that's
I'm not saying being flippant and reckless.
That's what they might end up doing.
Yeah,
you know,
like bite the bullet now. Bite the bullet down the line for the now. I don't know. I'm just asking out loud.
Well, let's get out to the phone lines and ask...
It's like paying the juice for the squeeze.
Kyle? Juice check?
He's a guy that I question whether he gets it or not.
888-957-957 is the number. Gettings in for Spadoni with Shasky. Well, he is right now. He's concussed. Let's go to Ben, who's in Marin.
Hey, Ben.
Ben, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
What's up, buddy?
Good, Ben. What do you got, buddy?
I want to say that Kuminga is buns, and I don't know why we're trying to pay $75 million for a bench player that we barely used in the Houston series, and at the end of the regular season, he got many DMPs, even during garbage time.
Where do you go to school? You're 12 years old, so you're, what, 6th grade, maybe 7th grade? Where?
I'm 14. I go to Miller Creek.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
Attaboy.
Yeah, are you going to clip this on YouTube and show all the homies? Put it on Snapchat?
Hell
no. That's a great call.
They have been.
I feel like I just met a 14-year-old me.
I don't know if they still even use Snapchat. It's probably on TikTok.
Well, they do it to like have evaporating messages so that their parents can't see.
Oh, well, that's a good call.
Yeah.
I mean, look, man, I just, to me, if you're trying to determine what the most important thing is for athletes out nowadays, like, to me, competition is not the highest on their pecking order. It's just not.
Do you think Jimmy Garoppolo was all in on winning a Super Bowl at every moment of his waking?
No.
Yeah. Do you think he got it?
I think a lot of things about Jimmy Garoppolo. It is not one of them.
Yeah, he was getting things, but not it.
Look, Jimmy's a fine guy. I think, look, all his teammates, I think for the most part, loved him. Jimmy did what he had to do, but I think Brock Purdy gets it more than Jimmy Garoppolo. Has always got it more than Jimmy Garoppolo.
I agree. I mean, Brock is, you know, 40 years old trapped in a 25-year-old man's body, which is a good thing. I think Andrew Luck was similar to that way. Like, he just takes things very serious.
Yeah, but Luck, well, I do have a little more appreciation or respect for Luck now that he's back at Stanford. I do think that guy loves football.
No doubt. No, but I'm saying like old soul in a young body.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you're using a flip phone and everyone else has got an iPhone and, you know, Andrew looks just like a giant dork in a good way.
100%. Also, to Ben's point about why they're offering him 75.
Buns. That call was fire.
Hell no. that one threw me.
I think his dad or whoever was driving him was laughing in the background, too. It was a great call.
He's 14, not 12.
We needed to have Bonte yell at the little kid, like, it's about the options and the years and the money and the status.
He's not Buns, Ben, but I love the energy. The money is just purely about what they could bring back in a trade. Like, that's the one thing they can't do is have him sign the qualifying offer, which is why I think they're trying to compromise a little bit right now.
You know, Rolling Stones have a song, you can't always get what you want, but you get what you need. And I feel like both parties in this situation need to listen to that song and come to some amicable middle ground. And like the best deals that I've ever made in my life, I've come off some things and I've, you know, bit the bullet on some other things. And so did the other party that I was negotiating with. And it ends up being a win-win for everyone involved. I just don't know if that is even plausible in this scenario.
I mean, look, things will work out the way they're supposed to, but it for sure is frustrating right now. Let's go to Coach. Coach is in Vallejo. Coach, good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, I want to say that with Kuminga, you know, both things can be true. Of course, he wants to get the money as much as possible. But more than anything else, and he's always said this, he wants to play. He wants to feel like he's a part of the rotation. He wants to get his 30 minutes a game or whatever. And more than anything else, guys, they need Kuminga. They need that type of athlete. Right now, you got a bunch of 35 and 40 years olds. This team is nowhere close to a championship without an athlete like Kuminga that could compete with the Anthony Edwards and the Thompson twins and the Wagners. They need that athlete. The Warriors, Kuminga's the only one they got that's like that. So I think that Kuminga is needed more with the Warriors than the Warriors. The Warriors need Kuminga more than Kuminga needs the Warriors. So let's not paint him as a bad guy. He's a good guy. The reason why his stuff is in public is because of today's technology. Back when Iguodala was going through, they didn't have all this stuff, okay? So Kuminga's not a bad guy. He just wants to be wanted. He wants to play. Is there anything wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that, Coach, but you also have to be realistic.
Yeah, and you got to know your role in the pecking order.
It's not his time yet with the Warriors. I think that's why he wants to leave, because he wants it to be his time, and that means if it's going to happen, it's probably somewhere else.
How many guys across sports right now want a bigger role on the team they're on?
Literally everyone.
Exactly.
You know, like Isaac Guerrero. That's why he's bringing the ball out of the end zone. I mean,
he's trying to make plays. Trying to do too much.
Everyone wants more than what they have. It's human nature. I don't fault him for that. But again, if I'm looking at this from a bird's eye view, and I'm trying to figure out what is going to happen and how it helps the Warriors, I have to think about, okay, if he's back this year, whether it's on a one-year deal, a two-year deal, a three-year deal, is he bought in?
Well, hell no. How frustrated are the teammates by the hang-up? Like, meaning, there's just the whole, like, unknown leading into the year. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe they can all put it aside and move forward. I don't know. But I wonder, you know, like, how does that sit with everyone? You know, like, look, of all the places that has had turmoil over contracts, the Warriors in all of sports are close to the top over the last 4 or 5 years. Jordan Poole, CP3, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Jonathan Kuminga. You know, like, just go right down the list. And it's like a stone getting thrown into the lake, and the ripple effect that it's had on not just the player themselves, but the coach, the fan base, the players around them. Like, I'm so exhausted by it.
Kuminga is bunned.
Well,
that's not fair.
No, it's not. Although,
what was that guy's name?
Ben, call in anytime, buddy. The
14 years old, calling in. Kuminga is buns.
Kuminga is buns.
He might have a future in this business, Shasky. Who knows? This is Anthony Slater from yesterday. Here's why we're talking about this today. Here's Anthony Slater on how the veterans, to your point, might be viewing the situation.
Yeah, I would describe the veterans as calm and confident. Calm because they know the roster that's coming after the Kuminga domino, which we've talked about. You know, large expectations. Al Horford will be their starting center. That's important to them. And confident because Jimmy Butler apparently has, you know, worked out really well this summer. Steph Curry's healthy. They think they can be good this season. Their curiosity, as, you know, I mentioned to you last week, is on the buy-in of Jonathan Kuminga. And right now, Kuminga's side is essentially saying, if you care about, you know, the now, if the major priority is the Steph Curry this season, next season window to try to win a title, give Jonathan Kuminga control of his 2027-28 season. Because right now what the Warriors are offering, you know, and they've been steadfast, no player option. They want the team option in the third season. They're saying if you give Kuminga the player option, he's all bought in for this season just like they want.
So do you buy that he's all bought in?
No, I don't. I don't. But if he gets a player option compared to a team option, he's bought in to his role that has been fluctuating for the last 4 years, which is the whole reason why he ostensibly is not happy and may or may not want to trade. Like, no, I don't think that a player option is going to automatically make him embrace a fluctuating role, which he has said he hates. Well, not said he hates publicly, but that I feel like he does not enjoy being a part of whatsoever.
All right, so you don't buy it. Do the fans buy it?
Hell no.
What? I mean, do they have any other choice but to take him at his word right now?
Do they have a choice? Well, I mean, no, I guess.
I mean, I feel like we almost have to just take his word as it is for now and then just see where it goes.
I believe he'll be bought in enough to when they get to December that he'll be fine with them trading him.
Wow, you're that cynical on it.
Well, no, like I don't think he wants to be here.
No, I would agree.
But so he will do whatever he has to do to get out of here.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a lack of... Like, I don't think he's going to go out there and not try.
No, but if he has security, then he's going to be playing to improve his stock, to get what he wants,
which is
to leave.
I see what you're saying. Okay. Well, I just feel like they have no other choice but to take him at his word or trade him. It's one or the other.
All right, let's get to the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
All right, the 49ers are not playing the Rams this week, but their head coach, Sean McVay, made news with how he injured himself over the weekend. McVay told reporters that he tore the plantar fascia in his foot, calling a timeout during the Rams' 33-19 win over the Titans. He was quick to let reporters know the injury will not keep him from coaching, but if you see him limping around the sideline this Sunday, now you know why that is. The injury report is brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Evan Giddings in for Joe Spadoni, Joe Shasky. We're back after this on The Roast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.